Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander with some things that are kind of important to parents and grandparents today. We're going to talk about how do we set aside some money for our beloved grandchildren or children, what's the best way to do it, what's the most tax advantageous way to do it, and what is the best for those children.
Well, we're looking at college expenses being really high. And the idea that you'd like to put some money aside ahead of time and so that they don't all go through and have to get student loans. So there are different ways to do it, and you don't have to start with a big amount.
One of the things that most people think, well, I don't have $10,000 or $15,000 to throw into it. You don't need $10,000 or $15,000. You can start out with $25, $50, $100.
That's right, and that's called the Uniform Gift to Minors Act. And what you're really doing there is you are setting up an account, and you have the beneficiary as a child, and you have the parent as a custodian. And what the custodian does, that custodian picks out the investments and monitors the program. So the beneficiary or the child will have some money available for whatever they want when they reach age of 18.
Now, let's just stop a minute. It's a uniform gift to minors.
That's right. So grandparents, you can be the custodian. The child's parent can be the custodian. And you can put extra money in for a birthday. You can put extra money in for a graduation. You can put in $25 a month. You don't need a huge, huge amount to get started.
How much can you put in to the max?
Well, when you're looking at the max amount, I think that they're looking at, well, not a huge amount, but I've never seen a big max amount like you do when you have a 529.
Okay. So it's different than a 529. Which we'll come to in a minute. But go ahead with the, you don't want to give to minors. Okay.
So you can go ahead and put $14,000 in, and $14,000 is the gift amount that you can give to whoever you want. So it would be $14,000 per child. So you can put $14,000 in this child's account, $14,000 in that child's account, $14,000 in another child's account. So when you're looking at that $14,000, that also brings down your estate a little bit because you are gifting that money into that account.
That money's now gone.
That's right. So basically, you can go up to like $28,000 for a joint account. Okay. So consequently, you can put this money in, you can let it grow, you can keep adding to it, and then when it comes time to use that money, it has to be used for the child, for whichever reason it may be, not just for college, but for the child.
Could be for a new home, could be for a trip, whatever.
Well, the one thing you've got to realize that with the Uniform Gift to Minors Act, that account becomes the child's when the child is 18.
I understand that. But
so if they want to take that money and use it and put it away for a house, they can. Or if they want to use it for buying a car, they can. The point is it becomes that child's. And hopefully they'll use it for education purposes.
One of the problems with the Uniform Gift to Minors is at 18, they've got a lump sum of money, and there's nothing more beautiful than a big red Ferrari or Corvette or something like that. So that is one of the dangers of giving kids money at 18. Their choices of where they're going to spend it is probably going to not be the best.
And you have to be aware of that. You better educate them along the way, and that's why that a lot of them will use a uniform transfer or UTMA account, because the uniform transfer means they're not going to get the money till it's 21.
Right.
And that makes a big difference between 18 and 21. But you've got to realize that it becomes their money, and The custodian no longer has control in either case, whether it's the Uniform Gift to Minors Act or the Uniform Transfer to Minors Act. The minute they reach that age, it becomes theirs.
It's their money.
And the custodian's name is off the account. And also, these gifts are irrevocable. In other words, when you put them in there, you can't say, I'm going to give it to you and then take it back. So it is irrevocable.
In case that child becomes foolish with money, you can't say, well, you can't have it.
That's right. Now, in the Uniform Gift to Minors Act, or UGMA, the first $950 of unearned income will be taxed. And then the second would be where it went into $1,900. Then it would be taxed. So they look at what the tax rates are, or in other words, it's unearned income. If you really made a lot of money in that account and it's unearned income, you can be taxed on it. But then you have to remember it's going to be taxed at the child's rate. If it's much more, like $1,900 that child has made within that account, then it can possibly even go to the parent's tax rate. So this account can be taxed. Now, the other thing is you can go ahead and you can look at passing it on and adding it to an education account.
So this would probably be, this to me would be the most logical place to have it. But you can't control it once you give it to them. It's gone.
That's right.
And so that's why these are probably not the best places to put money for children's education.
Well, you're going to hope that they'll use it for education.
You hope. That's right. But you can't be guaranteed that.
No, because we opened an account for grandchildren, and we put money in there, and we put birthday money, et cetera, in there. But we also know that we have to give that up when that child becomes 21, because we did not go with the Uniform Gift to Minors Act, because at 18, they're not as wise as they are at 21.
Hopefully they're wiser.
Wiser, and that's a good way to put it.
But there is a place or a way to put money away for children for education.
That's right.
Which would probably be the most advantageous thing for kids, because it takes a little bit of the control, that takes some of the control away from the children and leaves it with the donors for the benefit of the children. And that is, Leanne?
That is the 529, and we've had quite a few questions on that, especially as kids are going off to college and they're worried about having all these loans, et cetera, out there. So you could help them by using the 529 program. And Minnesota has one. A lot of states have them, and they're a good way to go.
Interesting. Years ago, we talked about this, and one of the guys said, well, I'm going to put my money in the Kansas, I think it was the Kansas or Nebraska 529. What he wasn't thinking about was the state of Minnesota is double tax exempt. And so he didn't realize that there was such a beast, and then he got to thinking, oh, I better to go Minnesota's.
When you look at the 529 plan in Minnesota, it's really a neat way to go. And you can put more money than just a little bit in, too. You can put quite a bit in as a lump sum. So when you're looking at that, the contribution limit total for one of the accounts is like $365,000. Well, you're not going to do that all in a lump sum.
No, write a check, yeah.
Yeah. What you're looking at is going ahead and gifting $70,000. Or you can do $140,000 per couple in a single year. So $70,000 if the individual is going to do it, and $140,000 if a couple was going to do it. And that's a good way to go if you've got extra money that you want to put away. And so who's a custodian on that?
Well, then the custodian would be the person who gives it or make it the parents, if it's grandparents' money.
That's right. And so the custodian is the grandparent or the parent or whoever wants to put that money in, and it's for one child.
What happens, that child decides, I don't want to go to school, I'm going to the military, and I get my free education from the military.
Well, then in a case like that, they can go ahead, and the person who set up the account can change who is going to get the money. So they can add somebody else into the account. They can remove someone and put someone else in. Because basically, this is for education purposes only.
It is not for the new car. It is not for the house. It is not for trips. It is for education.
That's right, and it's not a tax-deductible account. But the one thing you have to look at, it's for the expenses, the qualified expenses, such as tuition, books, supplies, room and board, computer technology or computer information or computer-related equipment, internet access. But it needs to go to a college. It needs to go to an education. That's the purpose of this one versus the other one, the UTMA and the UGMA.
It's simply to transfer money.
Right, and the child can use it for the child's welfare, but it doesn't have to be for education. The 529 is for education purposes. So when we look at that, we also look at the fact that there are two different kinds of tuition plans. One is a prepaid tuition plan where you are actually paying for the cost of tuition and you're locking that into place. The second one is just a savings plan, and therefore it's got to conform to what the federal guidelines are, and it is used for different things as far as different amounts of money. The tuition comes from there, but it's not prepaid like the One program is.
So let's just stop for a moment and just think about this. The 529 plan is a plan to set aside only for education.
Correct.
Only for education. But, again, they have a much higher limit. You can put, there's a tremendous amount of money that they can put away. So grandma and grandpa who have a lot of money, who want to really do something great for their grandkids, this is really the optimum plan to do.
Well, and they've got a little bit of control there.
Right.
They know it's going to be for education, and I think that's a big thing. They want it to be used for education. They don't want it to be used for something else. And if one child doesn't want to do it, they can pass it on to another child, or they themselves can go back to school and use that money. And when you use it for education, you're not going to pay taxes on it.
Right. So it's not deductible, though.
No.
It's not deductible going in. But coming out, it is designed really for education purposes.
That's right. And it shouldn't count against your other expenses. In other words, when you look at your situation and you have to fill out the form, if it's the grandparent that owns that account, they shouldn't be counting it against you when you want to borrow money.
Right. So this is a very, very good plan. Now, you can go online and get a lot of information on the Minnesota 529 plan. And frankly, you just say Minnesota 529.
That's right.
And it comes up on a computer. Obviously, if you've got questions, you can give us a call. We are not 529 experts. We know a little bit about them. Leanna set some of that stuff up for their clients. But it is really a very, very good plan for education purposes. And that's really what it's designed for. Where the UGMA and the UTMA is to get money to the kids, grandkids probably.
And you'll hope that they will use it for education because that's a big thing coming down the pike. But it's not just for that. It has to be for the child's welfare.
And that's the thing that scares me about 18 or 21-year-old kids getting a lump sum of money. Almost guarantee it. It's not going to go where you want it to go. It's just not going to go. Leanne, what's your phone number? We're running out of time.
651-365-5000.
And my phone number is 651-436-3997. If you have questions or comments, we'd love to talk to you. Give us a call. We'll talk to you again next week on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts now more than ever when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at KLBBRadio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.